Sikorsky's X-2 has a new unofficial helicopter speed record. The Machinists Union urges a strike against Cessna in Wichita. And airports want Congress to quit stalling on FAA reauthorization. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, September 16th, 2010. Sikorsky reports its X-2 technology demonstrator did something yesterday no other helicopter has ever done, 250 knots in straight and level flight. The company says the compound helicopter topped that in a shallow dive, hitting 260. The test flight lasted 1.1 hours, with Kevin Breidenbeck, Sikorsky's director of flight operations and chief pilot for the company and for its X-2 technology program, at the controls. He commented afterward, the program is meeting expectations, and added, quote, I'm proud of what the X-2 technology team has accomplished. This was truly a collaborative effort that demanded a tremendous sacrifice from the full team. This dedication enabled the demonstrator to hit this historically high mark, unquote. The point of the X-2 is to validate a suite of technologies which can allow 250-knot cruise speeds without sacrificing the traditional low-speed attributes of a helicopter. International recognition of the record is clouded somewhat by controversy in Europe over whether the X-2 is really a helicopter. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local 774, is not amused with Cessna's so-called last and best contract offer to machinists in Wichita. The local says members would be required to pick up more of their health care premiums, a 160% increase in some cases. There would be no pay increase for the next 4 years, and only 1% increases for some employees in the following 3 years of the contract, regardless of the condition of the economy. The Wichita Eagle cites union leaders in reporting that the only job security in the contract was a pledge to keep the final assembly of the Citation family in Wichita. The paper quotes Cessna CEO Jack Pelton as saying the contract offer is fair, given the state of both the economy and the aviation industry. Local 774 feels otherwise. In a letter to its members, it recommends a walkout. Quote, we must report to you that our negotiations with Cessna were not successful. We have worked hard to come to an agreement that was good for both sides. Your negotiating committee is unanimous in recommending that you vote to reject the contract offer and vote to strike. Unquote. That vote is set for Saturday. Airports Council International North America President Greg Principato renewed his call to Congress this week to complete its work on the FAA reauthorization bill before a 16th extension of FAA operating authority is required at the end of this month. In a letter to House and Senate leadership, Principato referenced President Obama's labor transportation infrastructure proposal and noted that passage of the pending FAA bill would provide an immediate positive impact on job creation and infrastructure. Quote, if the House and Senate can agree, it will not only help turn NextGen into NowGen, but, assuming it includes the House proposal on the passenger facility charge user fee, will create 125,000 jobs each year, with absolutely no increase in the federal deficit, unquote. Sources on Capitol Hill are now hinting that there will be at least one more temporary extension passed before the FAA gets permanently reauthorized. Up next on ANN, air cargo screening may not go so well this fall. GE and Rolls forge ahead with the F-136, and the world's busiest airport has a new boss. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Air cargo shippers and forwarders say it's great that their industry met a congressional August 1st deadline to be screening 100% of cargo on domestic U.S. passenger aircraft, but they seem to be looking ahead nervously to the holidays. The Journal of Commerce reports industry shipping executives say they fear the growing seasonal demand will press the limits of screening capabilities in coming months, including the ability to keep up with the time-sensitive nature of most air shipments. TSA estimates 60% of inbound international cargo is now being scanned and says an integrated, equivalent international screening network is the next step in supply chain security, with a target date of 2013. So far, there's still no deal for the U.S. government to buy the F-136 jet engine from GE and Rolls-Royce, but the companies are plunging ahead with development of the engine that they hope will eventually win approval as a second source for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. The team says it will begin testing its fifth development engine at GE's test facility in Evandale, Ohio, working final checkout before initiating tests later in the month. The engine will undergo conventional takeoff and landing flight clearance and endurance testing and advance the F-136 program toward initial flight release next year. Production has already begun on flight test engine 041, the first F-136 the partners expect to fly in the F-35. Final assembly will take place early next year, with testing to follow in the AF-1 test aircraft. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has announced that Lewis Miller, the former executive director and CEO of Tampa International Airport, is the new aviation general manager at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Reed's official statement says, in part, quote, "Under the experienced leadership of Lewis Miller, I am confident the airport's safety, security, and amenities for passengers will improve dramatically. I look forward to working with him to grow the airport's international cargo operations and to complete the construction of the international terminal," unquote. Miller spent about 15 years as executive director at Tampa and calls his selection to his new job an honor and a privilege. Quote, "My goal as the aviation general manager of the world's busiest passenger airport is to exceed Mayor Reed's expectations and those of the community at large," unquote. One major line in Miller's job description will be overseeing Hartsfield-Jackson's $6 billion capital improvement program, including the new international terminal that's expected to open in 2012. Still ahead, Jack Roush is back in the cockpit, but not solo. Six legends will be honored by the FAA at NBAA. And are you really disabled or just looking for a better seat? You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, September 16th. I'm Paul Plack. Roush Fenway Racing owner Jack Roush has made his way back to the cockpit after his accident at Air Venture in Oshkosh. He says he's flown twice, both times with a co-pilot, since his Beach Premier jet went down on approach at Whitman Field. Roush said in a teleconference prior to a race coming up this weekend that he's flying, driving a car, and is on a full work schedule at his engineering firm in Michigan. He said that while he no longer has the use of his left eye, his right corrects to 20/15, which is the same as it was before the accident. Quote, "I think I'm back up to full potential," unquote. Roush tells Fox News he wasn't doing anything reckless in either the Oshkosh crash or his 2002 accident in which he hit wires in an air cam. Quote, "I simply got into a situation both times where I had no margin and something happened that was a sure enough accident that followed," unquote. Neil Armstrong and Gene Cernan are famous for being astronauts. Bob Hoover famously pours his tea upside down. Arnold Palmer is a legend in golf. But all four will be among a group of business aviation legends being honored with Wright Brothers Master Pilot Certificates at NBAA 2010 next month. The four will be joined by Clay Lacy and Russ Meyer, and all six will receive the FAA honor from Randy Babbitt himself. As part of the second day general session, NBAA will also honor everyone involved in the business aviation community's response to the earthquake that ravaged the island nation of Haiti earlier this year. Find more details on the event being held in Atlanta, October 19th through the 21st, at nbaa.org. And finally today, there are laws in place to help ensure that disabled Americans have access to airline travel. But even with DOT enforcement, such as last month's proposed $500,000 penalty against AirTran, advocates for the disabled say more needs to be done. Eric Lipp is the executive director of ODO, the Open Doors Association, a nonprofit that works with businesses and the disability community. He tells USA Today, quote, "You'd be surprised at how many airports, including some enormous ones, just don't care," unquote. So, ODO and the International Air Transport Association are hosting a conference on universal access at airports, and they may have found the perfect way to get the industry's attention. ODO says about 55 million Americans have some sort of disability at any given time, and this community spends more than $3 billion a year on airline tickets. ODO further estimates that with a few simple changes to improve access and the natural effects of an aging population, that market could double. The article goes on to offer a number of simple suggestions that would benefit not only the disabled, but many of us who are not. But one thing really jumped out of that article at me. 55 million? Really? More than 1 in 6 U.S. citizens is disabled? Or are at least a few of us just looking for some benefits that come without an a la carte fee? I read with interest one of the comments on the article, posted by a woman who says she's a flight attendant. She says she once told a passenger, "I'm so afraid your assistants won't get here in time for you to make your connection." She says he looked her straight in the face and said, quote, "I'm not really handicapped. I just like the extra attention," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell talks with New Flying Magazine Editor-in-Chief Michael Maya Charles about where he plans to take the venerable publication in the future. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.